USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
An apparent gas explosion at a South Florida shopping mall injures about two dozen people. Plantation Fire Deputy Chief Joel Gordon.
We did have an active gas leak when we arrived. They were able to secure it. Broward County's hazmat team went in. They secured the gas initially, and then TECO was able to secure it from there. Whether that was the cause or not, we have not confirmed.
At least two people were seriously injured. Tragedy can bring out the best in people and the worst in people. There's been reports of looting in the Southern California community of Ridgecrest following the earthquakes. Mayor Peggy Breeden blames it on outsiders.
I ask all the residents, if you see something, report it. If something doesn't look right, question it. Talk to your friends and your neighbors, and please keep abreast of what's going on.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So, yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Speaking at the Essence Festival in New Orleans, Senator Kamala Harris says as president, she would invest $100 billion in federal home ownership grants to help address historical discrimination against black families.
By taking these steps, we can shrink the wealth gap between black and white households by at least one-third.
Democratic hopeful Joe Biden, addressing supporters in Sumter, South Carolina, defends his record on the issue of race.
When I talk about the Obama years, my opponents talk about it as ancient history. When others talk about something I said in the 70s, they talk about it like yesterday. Kind of strange, isn't it? I know the history of this country. I'm amazed how far we come, but I know how much further we have to go and what we're capable of doing.
The former vice president has said he was caught off guard and wasn't prepared for Senator Harris's attack on his record on racial issues and busing in the first Democratic debates. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The president explaining what happened after a mistake during his 4th of July address. With more, here's USA's Wendy King.
As the president was explaining the glories during the Revolutionary War, he listed crossing the Delaware and ramming the ramparts, and then something George Washington's soldiers couldn't have done in 1775.
Took over the airports.
Now he's blaming a rain-soaked teleprompter.
Right in the middle of that sentence, it went out.
He said, it's not a good feeling when addressing millions of people.
I knew the speech very well, so I was able to do it without a teleprompter.
British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt, a candidate for Conservative Party leader, says he has seen that the British economy is resilient enough to withstand departure from the European Union.
I think we can absolutely flourish and prosper whichever way we leave the EU. And, you know, we talk about a no-deal Brexit, and I would never talk lightly about the risks to businesses. But I would also say that we have been through much bigger challenges in our history before.
And Conservative Party leadership candidate Boris Johnson saying that any environmental measures introduced won't pose a threat to Conservative economic policies of growth.
We pioneer clean energy technology in a way that I don't think people realize. Wind turbines, batteries, you name it. And that will be generating great jobs for generations to come.
Both Hunt and Johnson facing questions from party members in Wales. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.